Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Ms. Johnson. This is Fagi calling from Family First Care. I was hoping you could help me out with a client, Joseph Harden, a mutual member.
Oh, yeah, I actually just got assigned to him.
I just wanted to make sure because I know that they called you and you said you weren't assigned. I was hoping that you could help us figure out who it was. So it is you, right?
Yeah, I just got his paperwork this morning.
Amazing. Is it okay if I add Renee, his daughter, onto the line to schedule your assessment, or are you not ready for that?
No, I would have to give her a call back.
Okay.
Because I'm in the middle of something else.
Is
that where you were calling to try to get him scheduled?
I mean, I just wanted to make sure that you were the service coordinator first, and then obviously we want to help her move forward. But if you're not available, it's totally fine. I'll let her know.
I saw an email. His name is Joseph Harding, right?
Yeah, I did email you. I wasn't sure. It didn't make sense who the service coordinator was.
Yeah, I got an email from the people who hand out the cases here.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw an email, but I don't see him in my caseload. Let me see.
So weird.
Yeah.
So I got your information from the portal. I was like, it doesn't make sense that they wouldn't assign it to you. It could be a mistake, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. Yeah, so I did receive an email this morning with his information in it. Oh, that's why. Do you know if it is Harding? They have two different spellings here. They have H-R-D-I-N. They have H-R-D-E-N.
I have H-A-R-D-I-N.
Okay. Because they have two different spellings.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Oh, by the way, if I could, I want to make sure you have the correct number on file because I know Joseph is not, you know, he's not super coherent. So I've been in touch with his wife, Renee. I would give you her phone number if you don't have it.
Let me see here. So they have 476-7159.
No, so I think that's his number. Can I give you Renee's number? You want me to email it to you, or what's the easiest way?
Does she have any consents on file? Because I wouldn't be able to talk to her in regards.
Oh. I mean, she's with him. Like, you could call her number to speak to him. I'm not sure he would answer his phone and then get his authorization on the call.
What is his number?
His number or the daughter's?
I'm sorry. What is her number? Because then I'll just get verbal.
Yeah, it's 267.
Uh-huh.
701.
Mm-hmm.
5761.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for your help.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.